I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Pilgrims have been walking the Camino de Santiago in Spain for 1,200 years, particularly the 500-mile route known as Camino Frances. One person whose life was changed by taking the pilgrimage is Oregon filmmaker Lydia B. Smith, who first felt compelled to make the journey, then later to return and make a documentary following the journeys of six other pilgrims. Walking the Camino has won film awards and audience acclaim and is currently on an extended run at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene. Lydia B. Smith joins us by phone at KLCC. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, the simple act of walking has surprising power, in part because of its simplicity. A walk along the Camino not only allows you to examine your life, but requires it, doesn't it?
Well, I think there's just so much of an extended time that we just don't have in our daily lives to reflect on where we've been and where we're going. I mean, we're so busy with thinking about appointments and grocery lists and all our to-do lists, and life becomes really simple on the Camino, and it really is just about walking, eating, and sleeping and washing your clothes to a degree. I think it just gives you that time that we just don't usually have.
It seems like a form of meditation to me, and meditation is not an escape from our emotions and issues, but an intensified meeting of them instead. I presume that's the case for nearly everyone who walks the Camino in individual ways.
Well, you know, one of the things I love so much about the Camino is that it impacts people differently, and there's really no one way that it works its magic on people. I mean, I think everybody gets something different out of it, and everybody comes to it with a different intention or a goal or none. And it's all okay. And I think that's why I love it so much, was there's really no dogma or protocol or rules. It's really about finding your own way. And I think it's just such a great metaphor for life, because we each have to find our own way, and what may work for you may not work for me, and it doesn't make one way right and one way wrong. And I think, you know, our society gets so into this black and white thinking of what's best. And I think what's best is what's best for you.
People who make pilgrimages often speak of being called by greater forces rather than by making a personal choice. Was that true for you in first making the pilgrimage and then making the film?
Yeah, I would say so. It's pretty common. I'd say about half the people I talk to just feel this really inner strong urge that once they hear about the Camino that they should go do it. For me, I'd always sort of known about the Camino because I'd lived in Spain for 6 years. And I was in a transition phase of my life in between jobs and homes and relationships, and it just kind of hit me out of the blue one day. It was like, I need to go do the Camino. And so off I went and I did it. And it was a really strong feeling, too, when I returned. I had no intention of making this film, nor did I really even want to, just knowing how hard it is to make an independent doc. But I felt like everything in my life had worked together to bring me to that moment and gave me all the skills I needed to make the film. And so it really felt like this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and this is one of the reasons I'm here on this planet, was to make this film.
And how did you go about documenting other people's pilgrimages without disturbing the contemplative nature of those individual pilgrimages?
I was very concerned about that. I didn't want to be in their face day in, 24 hours a day, day in, day out, because then they wouldn't have their own Camino. And so what we would do is I would catch up with them every 3 to 4 days and spend 3 or 4 hours with them. And so it was enough to kind of be able to see their transformation unfold and to really be part of their journey but not interfere too much.
Not everyone who views the film will be able to follow your footsteps or the footsteps of the other pilgrims physically to Spain, but what can we here in Oregon take from the film to apply to the quests of our own lives?
Well, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because my intention in making the film was not to inspire lots of people to go walk it. Far from it. My intention was for the film to really touch and inspire people to find their own Camino, whatever that may be it opening a homeless shelter, gardening more, spending more time with their grandkids, to live more of a purposeful, conscious life.
Well, thank you so much for taking a little time today.
Well, thank you, and I hope everybody enjoys the film and gets out of it just what they need.
Lydia B. Smith, director and producer of the documentary film Walking the Camino, now playing at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene. For more information on the movie, CaminoDocumentary.org or on Facebook. For movie showtimes, visit Bijou-Cinemas.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.